This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would assume, well, we talked about this last week. Quinn, for a while, was the favorite, right? And then after the three losses, it became O'Connell, right? Is Kevin O'Connell still the favorite? Sean Payton should get a lot of consideration.
Yeah, I think Sean Payton should get some consideration in that. I'm trying to pull up the odds. Coach of the Year odds, for whatever reason, are kind of weird to find. I have the Rookie of the Year odds in which Jaden is still the favorite, but the traditional Vegas Insider doesn't update their Coach of the Year
here,
odds.
I'll give it to you real quickly. Let me see if I can find them updated. Well, updated, Dan Campbell is a favorite, followed by O'Connell, Tomlin, Harbaugh, Peyton, Quinn.
Dan Campbell should not win Coach of the Year.
He shouldn't. They were predicted to be, at the very least, an NFC championship team. Look, they don't have the division wrapped up at this point. I think the Coach of the Year typically is a guy who got his team to overachieve by a lot. You know, it's a playoff team that wasn't expected to be a playoff team, and not just a backdoor playoff team. Kevin O'Connell's team is 10-2. Right now, if I had a vote, I would vote Kevin O'Connell 1, Sean Payton 2, Quinn, probably, I'd vote Kevin O'Connell 1.
I'd have Quinn and Tomlin tied for 3.
I was going to say Tomlin would be in the conversation for, you know, with Quinn and Peyton. But Campbell wouldn't be a part of it. And to be honest with you, Jim Harbaugh wouldn't either. I mean, he inherited a team that had Justin Herbert as the starting quarterback. And that team hasn't been bad unless they were injured, you know, with Herbert. A lot of people pick the Chargers to make the playoffs.
They do every year.
Yeah. So I think O'Connell, given what the expectations were, keep in mind, they were probably going to go with J.J. McCarthy, you know, pretty soon, sooner rather than later. And once he got hurt, and by the way, I think he's had 2 surgeries now on that knee, they went with Darnold, and Darnold's been exceptional. I mean, a lot of talent to work with, but the Vikings had a nice schedule to work with for sure. But they're 10-2. They're still pushing Detroit for the 1 seed and Philly for the 1 seed. Who did Minnesota lose to? I'm almost forgetting now. They lost back-to-back games, right? And they were close.
To the Lions by 2 and then to the Rams by 10.
Thursday night football. Yeah, when Darnold got his head twisted around in the end zone with no flag. But, like, you just look at the teams. They beat the Giants in the opener. They beat the 49ers in week 2, but the 49ers were already banged up. You know, they beat the Texans. They beat the Packers on the road. They beat the Jets. This last stretch after their two losses, Colts, Jags, Titans, Bears, and then the Cardinals. And a lot of those games just barely. I'd vote Kevin O'Connell. I mean, they've got a lot of talent. They just had a quarterback situation in which they were, you know, preseason more likely than not going to go with a rookie. Darnold, we've talked about this before. You know, they love J.J. McCarthy. Darnold is not under contract next year. Darnold has played his way into a starting contract somewhere next year. You agree with me on that, right?
I would say he's played his way into a competition for a starting job next year.
There are too many places that need one. The Jets need one.
Yeah, but don't you think some of these teams are going to draft guys?
Yeah, but the draft doesn't look nearly as promising. Not that anybody knows anything.
That's
understood.
True. But how many spots do you think will be available? Because I look at like the Jets with a question mark on whether or not Rodgers wants to come back.
Let's go Jets. Let's go Browns. Let's go.
I'm not convinced the Browns Titans will be open.
You're not convinced what? The Browns will be open?
I don't know if they want to move off the Deshaun contract.
Oh, they have to.
They have to. They
He's
should.
Not interested in playing football anymore.
But I don't know
that
if
was
they
clear.
Will.
The Titans, clearly. The Jags, maybe. The Raiders, definitely. I've got, what did I just count in the AFC? I counted the Jets, the Browns, the Titans, the Jags,
well, they just
and the Raiders.
They just signed Trevor Lawrence, though, to that $270 million deal.
I know. Okay, so cross them off. So I got 4 in the AFC. In the NFC, you've got the Giants. Mm-hmm. You've got maybe. You don't. It doesn't matter about Dak's health or anything else. They paid him the biggest contract ever. So you got the Giants. You've got the. Do you have the Saints? Yeah,
I would say yeah that would be more a competition place, but I would put them in there. I don't think they want. Derek
do you have
Carr.
The Do you have the Rams? Is Stafford coming back next year?
I would say he comes back next year.
I would say that. What about the Niners? Are going to yeah? So I've got 6 teams in need of a quarterback. Darnold lands one of those jobs as a starter.
One of them. At least 2 jobs are going to be filled though by Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward.
Yes.
We know that. And then there's going to be a 3rd one filled by whichever quarterback prospect somebody falls in love with. I think it's going to be Jackson Dart with like the intangibles, kind of the way that the Vikings fell in love with McCarthy.
Right.
And the Bears have fallen in love with like 6 other dudes in years prior. So there's going to be one of those guys. But like the Raiders, if the Raiders don't land Shedeur, I could see Sam Darnold landing there. But here's
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Here's a bigger question for you. What about Kirk?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about Jameis and Kirk, because Jameis clearly, like, they're... If you don't have one and you can't draft one, you can do so much worse than Jameis Winston. I mean, look at Cleveland offensively with him as a starter. It's a completely different team. And I understand there's major pitfalls. Cousins will definitely, you got a story here at the end of the year with the Falcons, and I actually now think, because there was a sign from the defense coming off that bye week, it would not surprise me if they win some games and they're definitely coming here with playoffs, you know, at stake. You know, I'm going to read something from somebody here in a moment that was well done off of my playoff scenario talk yesterday. But anyway, if Penix ends up replacing Cousins, somebody's going to give Cousins a shot, no doubt, because I think they'll blame it on it takes a while to come off that kind of a surgery to get into a rhythm. Look, he had some massive games this year, but he just played the worst game of his career, and unfortunately for them, it was the first game in which they were decent defensively. So it was the first loss that you could hang on him. And it's been a long time since you could do that. I think he would land a job for sure at 37 years old. I think he would. Let me just get to this real quickly. This was from Gary. Kevin, two things. First, why can't the Commanders beat the Lions or Eagles? Second, you're discounting the 10 wins as a possible loss to Atlanta or Tampa. So in the breakdown, first of all, when you're as good as they are in terms of their best offensively gives them a chance in any game they play. So to answer that part of your question, Gary, you're 100% right. Their best offensively gives them a chance against anybody they play. My problem with looking at the NFC landscape with them in it as part of the postseason is I still don't believe in them defensively, especially against the run. And I think there are two teams that are just flat out much better right now. And they would both be at home, and that would be the Eagles and the Lions. And in the postseason, when you are the underdog, you have to be able to score, there's no doubt, but you also have to be able to stop the run. And so I would be concerned about that at Detroit or at Philly in a 2-7 game. You know, I proposed yesterday this possibility of getting the 6 seed if Green Bay were to falter down the stretch, and they've got a brutal schedule. They play Detroit Thursday night on the road. They play Seattle on the road the next week. They play Minnesota on the road in the next to last week of the season. And Washington would win all tiebreakers with the Packers if they got to, say, 11-6. That would mean Washington would have to win 3 of its final 4 games, and they're likely going to be a favorite in 3 of their final 4 games. But to Gary's point, you know, Atlanta has played, you know, a rough stretch here. Denver on the road, the Chargers at home. They play the Vikings this Sunday, but then they close with the Raiders, Giants, Washington on the road, and the Panthers. And if they were to snag the division, or if they were to beat Washington head-to-head and Tampa won the division, then Washington would be in a position where they would lose tiebreakers in a tie with both Tampa and Atlanta. But if Washington gets to 10, That means that Tampa has to win. Tampa and Atlanta have to win four of their final five games. They don't play each other, but they'd have to win four of their final five games. Tampa already owning the head-to-head, and Atlanta's four out of five. One of them would have to be against Washington for Washington to get bumped from that scenario of a tiebreaker for the seven seed with Atlanta and Tampa. One of those two teams would win the division, but yeah, it's possible Kirk comes here or the Falcons come here with somebody at quarterback on December 28th or 29th, and that ends up being a very, very important game in the wild card race. So, as far as the Eagles and the Lions, it's been a little bit since we've had two dominant teams. I know that Philly last year, record-wise, and Dallas even, heading into the postseason. But I think, you know, we have thought, you know, for the last few years that there was a clear-cut favorite. I think San Francisco was last year. I think in 2022, the Eagles were actually, you know, a big-time favorite, although I think people thought San Francisco had a shot. So I'll back off that. I was going to say that, for whatever reason, it seems like in the NFC we've had kind of a single team. This year, there's definitely two. And I would throw the Packers in there, even though I'm suggesting they could falter down the stretch because of their schedule. I'm not expecting that to happen. I'm hoping it'll happen. I'm not expecting it to happen. I think Green Bay's really good. I think Green Bay's better than Minnesota. I do. I think that Green Bay, if we were ranking right now, take records out of it, Denton. The NFC, number one right now for me might be Philly, number two Detroit, number three Green Bay. That would be my top three.
Same, but not probably Philly, definitively Philly is number one for me.
Yeah, I'm now leaning Philly is the best team in the conference as well. All right, Nikki Javala will join us next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.